This episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Get exclusive rewards and more by visiting outsidehealthandfitness.com/support. Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 153, 7 ways to have summer fun in the winter.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, rolf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. Yeah, I know. Here in the U.S., summer is long gone. I mean, it's actually getting dark around 4 o'clock now. But just because winter's here, it doesn't mean that you can't have summer fun outside. So on today's show, you'll discover how to put some summer fun back in your winter life, how getting outdoors for fun activities can help you beat the winter blues, and why many of the things that you love to do in the summer are even better when you do them in the winter.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
So when winter sets in, it's easy to hunker down and stay inside. And, you know, sometimes that's a smart thing to do. But if you do it too much, you could develop something called cabin fever. Now, cabin fever is this depressing feeling that you get, and it's a reaction to being isolated indoors in a small space for a long time with nothing to do. Here's how you know if you have cabin fever. You are going to become irritable, you sleep a lot, you start having a distrust for people, and you have this urge to go outside even when it's really bad out there. So one therapy for cabin fever is as simple as getting out and interacting with nature. In fact, research has shown that even brief interactions with nature can promote improved cognitive functioning and overall well-being. So what if all those things that you love to do in the summer were available all year? That might make it more fun to get outside and avoid cabin fever, right? Well, many of them are, and you might be surprised to find that they can be even better during the winter months. So here are 7 summertime ideas to get you out of the cabin and having fun this winter. So it's almost impossible to think about summer fun without thinking about going to the beach. But guess what? The beaches are still open in the winter. That's right, they're open year-round, and I bet you'll get some good parking spots too. Now, what do you do at the beach in the wintertime? Well, most of the things that you do at the beach in the summertime, you can do in the wintertime. You know, stuff like collecting shells, having a cookout, taking awesome pictures, even playing volleyball or going for a walk. And it will definitely be a trip to the beach that you and your whole family will remember. Now, another thing that you can do in the wintertime that's a summertime favorite is going for a run. You know, running in cold weather can be great, so don't put those sneakers away during the wintertime. You will want to modify your running gear and adapt a few different strategies, but you'll be surprised at how enjoyable it is to run in cooler temperatures. Here are a few tips to get you started. The first thing to think about is your shoes and your feet. You want to keep them warm and dry. Now, Mark Grandonico, president of the Maine Track Club in Portland, says to keep your feet warm, run in shoes that have the least amount of mesh, and be sure to wear socks that wick away wetness so that your feet stay dry too. Now, what to wear? Well, you'll want to dress for temperatures that are about 20 degrees warmer than the temperature outside. That's because you're going to heat up as you get going. So if you're a little cool when you start, that is a good thing. You want to select some high-tech clothing that wicks moisture away for your base layer, and then look for outer layers that have zippers at key places like your neck and underarms so that you can vent the heat out as you start to warm up. Always bring a hat and gloves because most of the time you're going to want to wear those. Now, one tip that I have shared before, and it's worth repeating, for cold weather running is to start your run into the wind. That way, you're not going to get blasted by Arctic air on your way back after you've worked up a big sweat. So those are just a few quick tips. And if you're interested in doing some cold weather running this year, I'm going to have more tips in the show notes for this episode. You know, in the winter, it's really easy to come up with excuses to skip working out. And on my new show, Funky Fitness Now, we're talking about some of the lamest and funny excuses we've ever heard for skipping a workout. That's what we're talking about this week.
Welcome to Funky Fitness Now.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Jessica, and we host Funky Fitness Now.
Every week, we take a fun look at the weird, wacky, and funky things people do to stay fit.
Join us each week at funkyfitnessnow.com.
On iTunes, Stitcher, and other top podcast networks.
Stay fit and funky.
Okay, let's get back to more summertime fun in the winter. Now, if running just isn't your thing, maybe you'd like to do a little biking this winter. And I recently wrote an article for the newsletter on fat bikes. These are designed specifically for letting you hit the trail during snow season. If you've never seen a fat bike, just imagine a mountain bike that's had way too much cake. They have these big fat tires that float through the snow, and they give you the traction that you need for big fun in slippery conditions. So if you love mountain biking and you want to keep riding right through the winter, fat bikes might be a fabulous option for you. Now, another summer activity that I love to do is camping, and you should really consider giving winter camping a try this year. I know, you're saying to yourself, what are you, crazy? No, it sounds more extreme than it really is. It's really a lot of fun. You've got no mosquitoes, and again, no crowds. It's a whole new wilderness experience. And one of my favorite camping trips ever was a winter trip that Ted and I took to the White Mountain National Forest. You know, we set up our tent, we had a great fire, we had some homemade chicken soup, and we got in a weekend of amazing skiing. Now, obviously, you're going to need some different gear for winter camping, and you need to plan a little differently too. But there are plenty of resources online and offline to help you out, and I'll have links in the show notes to some excellent winter camping resources if you're interested in giving that a try this winter. So if you like the idea of getting out in the woods but maybe not staying the night, winter hiking might be a better choice for you. Now, on a beautiful winter day with a bright blue sky, you hit the trailhead, put your pack on, and off you go. With snow on the ground and snow on the trees, even trails that you have hiked a lot take on a completely different look and feel. You know, everything is really quiet with the exception of the snow crunching under your feet as you move along. If you love hiking in the summer, you're going to love hiking in the winter. Now, just like running, you're going to want to change up your gear and be prepared for cooler temps. And by the way, be sure you bring plenty of water because even though it's cold, you can still dehydrate. In fact, with more gear on your back and wicking materials, you're going to lose water at a very fast rate. Now, speaking of water, another fantastic summer activity that you can do in the winter is ice fishing. You know, I remember being asked to go ice fishing for the first time, and I wanted to go, but I just wasn't really sure how to launch the boat. I know, that's lame, but I couldn't resist it. You know, as a skier, I really haven't done that much ice fishing. I never really had the time because I spent most of my winter time out skiing on the slopes or out in the woods, but I did get a chance to give it a try last year, and it was really fun. I mean, we got a bunch of friends together. We shoveled out some good spots just offshore, augered out some holes, set some lines, and guess what? Just like summer fishing, we got skunked. We didn't catch anything. But we had a lot of fun standing around a fire laughing and just enjoying some time outside on the ice. You know, ice fishing is pretty simple to do. It really doesn't take that much equipment. Here's what you need to get started. I would recommend a guide or somebody who's knowledgeable about ice fishing just to kind of show you the ropes the first time. You're going to need a fishing license, an auger, bait, good warm clothing, and thick ice on a frozen lake or pond, and that's pretty much it. Now, I'll have links in the show notes for more tips on ice fishing. Another favorite thing that we like to do in the summertime is cook on the grill. And guess what? The grill works in the winter too. Yay! Now, you'll want an apron that wicks moisture so that you stay warm and dry. Okay, I'm just kidding. I wanted to make sure that you were still paying attention. Actually, I did find some good tips for grilling in colder temperatures from Weber, you know, the grill guys. Here's what they remind us to do. They say, look, it gets dark early, so make sure that you have a light by the grill or that you use a headlamp so that you can see if it's supper that you're cooking. Keep a path clear to the grill and keep the grill brushed off so that you have clean surfaces to set your plates. Be sure to tuck in loose clothing. You know, you don't want your scarf catching fire while you're flipping burgers or those fish that you caught on your ice fishing trip. And don't forget to use the side burner. It's perfect for heating up milk for hot cocoa, different things like that. So even with the white stuff on the ground, smelling the grill will make it feel like summertime. Now, those are just 7 ideas for summer activities that you can do this winter to help beat cabin fever. I hope you got some value from the show today and got inspired to get outside this winter and enjoy some of your favorite summer activities with a twist. As you know, Outside Health and Fitness is free, but if you would like to support the show and become a patron, I would deeply appreciate it. Even a few dollars a month goes a long way. In fact, I've set up some really cool rewards for you at your Patreon page as a way of saying thank you. So check them out at outsidehealthandfitness.com/support, and thank you so much for helping out. You can also find a link to your Patreon support page in the show notes for this episode. Just visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/153. You'll get links to everything that we talked about on the show today and your free copy of Fit Fast First Thing, my Tabata morning workout for a quick 10-minute routine you can use to start your day off right. It's a perfect way to stay in shape for summertime fun this winter. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/153. I'm Steve Stearns. Thank you again for listening. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.